David Wildey and KG, all thanks to Weeks Homes. You can save $45,000 on your next home with Weeks. And Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Think safety this January and get the 5 minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. KG, AFLW, the Crows kicked off in fine style.
What did I say to you earlier in the week?
Smash Brisbane.
I saw them, who were last year's reigning premiers, but by the way.
And you've got them as premier this year.
No doubt.
You haven't gone a little bit early.
Well, I probably have, but I was most impressed with their start.
Well, let's welcome one of their star players too. What? She played very, very well, Anne Hatchard. And KG's gone out on a limb, reckons you're over the line already after one round.
Look, it would be cool if we could say that so far, but nah, awesome to head into round one and get that big win.
The pre-season, Anne, was disjointed for everybody. I mean, it's just in general life, but gee, hit the ground running. That was a magnificent performance, almost a perfect performance against Brisbane.
Yeah, pre-season has been a bit funny this year, but we had a huge pre-season. We put in a lot of work, it just showed with how we performed in round one.
Gee, and you and Ebony Marinoff have a wonderful understanding there. Between the two of you, you got 50 possessions. Now, that's an enormous plus for the side, so there must be a wonderful understanding.
Yeah, so we just work so well together in the midfield. You know, we've been together now for quite a few years. We've both been there since season one. We're just learning how each other play, and hopefully we can just build on that.
When you look at your squad, you have the comings and goings of players. How do you feel you're placed this year to last year?
Yeah, so we've added a few young guns in this year, so they're pretty exciting. They'll probably get some opportunity with all the COVID going around. There'll probably be a few players missing some games with when we get COVID and whatnot. So, we've got a deep squad this year, and I'm really excited to see some of those girls play.
It's going to be a lot of unknown, isn't it? You play teams, I mean, they could be missing 6-8 players, that are normally very good, or perhaps some other sides with a full squad. So you really don't know. It's a bit of an unknown.
Yeah, very unknown, and it's a little bit scary, but you just got to go with what you've got. And, hopefully we can just get enough wins to make it into the finals.
And the other pleasing part, you've got some firepower up forward, young Ash Woodland, like chipping in with four goals, and there are options up forward for you. So, you know, the forward setup looks very capable of creating a big score.
Yeah, we've got some dangerous forwards up there. So I play at North Adelaide Roosters with Ash Woodland, so I knew exactly how dangerous she is, and you know she's found her confidence this year, and she's firing and ready to go, so hopefully she can keep bringing that every week.
Now, Anne, we need the players, all the girls on the ground here. What are you doing during the week? You're trying to keep away from just about everyone. I mean, COVID's just around the corner. The numbers are unbelievable, particularly in the eastern states. So you're just trying to stay low-key?
Yeah, I've been staying at home a lot. Just, you know, my outings is usually just going for a walk. Working from home a bit, chilling at home with my partner who's also at home. So at least she's keeping me entertained.
What do you make of the knees? Every time it comes up, saw three really nasty injuries, and to some of the best players in the comp, and it's sad. I don't know what the answer is, but no doubt they're looking into it. Have you got any opinions on why so many knees are being done with the girls' footy?
Yeah, look, I'm not exactly sure. We do a lot of work with injury prevention and stuff with our staff, so they're doing everything they can to minimise the risk, but sometimes there's, just unfortunate injuries in the footy.
Do you do a lot of leg weights that are trying to build up around the knee area, you know, the quads and the calves and all that, try and make it even stronger?
Yeah, so we do minimum 2 leg sessions a week, so we do plenty of strength with our legs. So we do everything we can to try and minimise any injuries, really. But with the ACLs, we do a lot of injury prevention around that.
And I said to Wills earlier in the week after watching the game last weekend, and I know we're only one game into the season, but I reckon the standard has lifted again this year. I think the kicking is better, and the general standard, I think, has gone up another notch. Would you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. You know, with girls that are able to play from such a young age and have the whole pathway through, now the girls getting drafted, they can already kick both feet. So, you know, everyone already in the comp has to step it up with this with these girls coming through. So each year, I think it's just going to ramp up, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I think the big difference too, Anne, is the ball movement from back to forward. It's quick. Yeah. You know, you can utilise players going from the half back to centre to half forward really quickly. That's what I've really noticed with the girls, the skill level.
Yeah, for sure. And not only that, I think each year, each team wants to get fitter and fitter. So when the skill and the fitness increases, it's only going to make the game better, which is really exciting.
It's tough for all competitions. You must be looking for the day we can just go and train and play, get home, have a drink, something to eat, and not worry about all the outside noise. It's been a very strange time.
Yeah, that would be amazing. So hopefully that day will come.
Now, Anne, at home this Sunday against against North Melbourne, they beat Geelong at the weekend. So do you know much about North Melbourne at all?
Yeah, so not a bit. They're pretty good clearing the ball. So they get first possession quite often. So we're going to have to be tough in the contest from that first bowl up. So hopefully we can get on top of them.
Courtney Cramie and two other girls you've got as coaches. I think you've also got Maddie Clark. Is Peter Caven still there as well?
Yeah, Caven's still there.
So what are the new girls brought to the table?
Yeah, so especially having CJ in there in the midfield coaching with us, it's been awesome. You know, she's helped me all through my footy when she was a player, and now having her as a coach, it's her insight in on the game is just awesome. So I've really learned a lot off CJ, and yeah, having Kavo and all those other past players, it's just awesome. They've got so much knowledge, and I've just learned so much off them.
Hey, Anne, can I ask you about the Doc, Matt Clark? He seems to be a laid-back critter.
Very composed.
Very composed, very measured and so forth. What's he? Is he like that, composed, measured and all that?
Has he ever got angry?
That's it. Has he ever got angry?
I have actually never seen him angry. He is so cool, collected, but I have heard he can get a bit angry in the coach's box. So I would like to see that one day.
What do you know about, as KG said, North Melbourne? Do you know much about them? You seen any pre-season form, or did you see their first game?
I didn't watch the first game, but we've done a bit of offer analysis. So we watched a few clips of kind of what they do, but we just want to go out and play our footy, and hopefully we can get on top of them doing that.
Exactly. And this is not a criticism, but another plus for our win was the fact that Erin Phillips, by her standards, wasn't as effective as she normally is. So that's another plus, because there's improvement there.
Oh, Erin's just an absolute freak. So when she's at the best, she's just unstoppable. So yeah, it's exciting to see what else she can bring this year.
Exactly. Just in closing, Anne, we all know the bigger names in the team, but if you had to pick one or two of the junior players or players that haven't played a lot of games, who would they be? Who you reckon start in pre-season, and who are you looking for big things this year?
I think Rochelle Martin. She is an absolute little bulldog. Smallest player on the team, but she just finds the footy. She's so tough. And I reckon she's going to have a ripper season.
Well done. Well, Anne, well done. As KG said, round one, fantastic game yourself and for the team. And let's hope you can kick the bums of North Melbourne this week at Nord Oval.
Good on you, Anne. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much. No worries. Thanks for having me.
Anne Hatchard, one of Adelaide's finest players. Hasn't the skill level improved, though?
Mate, I really enjoy it. I have previously, but I've noticed, I've seen a couple of games, but the skill level's definitely lifted.
Other thing I've noticed, KG, some of the great defensive marks. Yep. The ball goes in the forward line, and the big defender now just marks it.
Yeah,
it's not going to ground, which... Now, I've noticed a massive improvement, and it will as the girls are playing from 7, 8 years old, so by the time they get to the...
Correct.
You know, through the grades, it'll be just like the AFL system.
I'll tell you what, Wilkes, and there's still plenty of improvement. Chelsea Randall, Erin Phillips. So
I meant to ask about Ange Foley, did the knee in the final last year, how she's coming along, but did it had a reconstruction as well.
Yeah,
I guess there. And Hatchard, you can play Keno from only $1 a game with a draw every few moments. Always time for spotter Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. KG and Wilds, this is Sports Day SA.